Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Well, what a lovely day the Lord has made.
Good morning, Mountain Man Jack.
Piper, you about gave me a heart attack. Do you know what time it is?
Judging by the sun just starting to rise, I'd say 5:43. And I'm sorry to disturb your morning routine, but I was wondering...
Piper, you know better than anyone that I do not conduct camp business before I've had my wake-up juice.
Which is why I brought you a fresh cup of black-as-night coffee with 5 tablespoons of maple syrup and just a dash of cinnamon.
Well, I appreciate that you've... paid such detailed attention to my coffee preferences.
Thank you. So, what I wanted to talk to you about is Parents' Day. I know I asked you about it yesterday, and the day before, and every day since the beginning of summer, but I just want to remind you that Terrence has agreed to help me run everything, and you and the other staff won't even have to lift a finger. We will plan and coordinate the day, the younger campers will host hands-on activities and training sessions, and Nurse Klein said she will come in on her day off to be here in case of emergency. So, have you decided if we can have Parents' Day?
Have you ever heard the parable of the persistent widow?
No.
Well, in Luke 18... Jesus tells the story of a woman who keeps asking a judge for justice. And finally, he gives in so she'll leave him alone.
What does this have to do with Parents' Day?
For the first time in my life, I understand how the judge was feeling.
What does that mean?
It means you can host Parents' Day.
Really? Yes! Oh, yeah! Parents' Day!
Piper, there's another passage of scripture that says a loud greeting in the morning will be taken as a curse.
Oh, sorry. Yes! Parents' Day!
Much better.
I better get planning. I have to make a schedule and invitations, and I have to...
Piper?
Yes?
I wouldn't let you lead this if I didn't think you were a capable leader. But remember, whatever example you set, the youngsters are going to follow that. If you're impatient, they'll learn to be impatient. And if you're harsh and critical, they'll be that way too. In 1 Corinthians, Paul told the church of Corinth to imitate him as he imitated Jesus. If you're going to be leading this Parents' Day, be sure to follow Jesus' example of leading.
I'll do my best, Mountain Man Jack.
Good.
No, around the oak tree. Oak tree. Do you see a beaver's dam in the creek to your left? Beaver's dam. You know what? Never mind. I'm just going to come find you.
Are your parents lost too?
Yeah, I think they're on the southeast side, near Beaver Trail.
Mine got stuck at the bottom north side.
Ah, the vine maze.
So that's why they call it that.
Everybody ready for Parents' Day?
Us kids are. Not sure about our parents.
I've been trying to get the mountain men to do this basically since I got here. They've always said adults have a harder time learning the ropes of the mountain than kids do.
Ropes.
I think they're right about that. Both Karen's and my parents are currently lost. We're off to guide them to base camp.
Maybe we should have picked up our parents at the bottom of the mountain, where we all get dropped off for camp.
My dad was very confident he could navigate the wilderness.
Piper, what made the mountain men change their minds about letting us all invite our parents?
One, I asked them so much they finally gave in. And two, Mountain Man Jack said us campers are finally old enough to help lead our parents through the ins and outs of Mount Eternity.
I'm in charge of the creek hike.
Oh, sweet. I'll see you over there. I'm leading the bait walk.
Bait walk?
Yeah, we're going to be collecting worms, crickets, and other great fishing bait. And afterward, JJ will be leading the fishing instruction. My parents are both terrified of bugs, so it should be fun.
Gross. I'm glad I was assigned the ropes course.
And Terrence and I will be coordinating the day and making sure everything goes smoothly.
You and Terrence.
Yes, we're the oldest campers, and... Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, I don't know. You've just been spending a lot of time with Terrence, and a lot of time talking about him.
And a lot of time looking at him.
I don't have time to talk about this right now, or ever, actually.
You said his name in your sleep last night.
This conversation is over! Now let's go find our parents and get this day started.
And this is our cabin. We cleaned it.
It's very nice, dear.
Yeah, I found this purple moldy piece of cheese stuck under my bed. It looks exactly like Thanos.
JJ, what are you doing in here?
Showing my parents around. So, Mom, this is what I wrote to you about. If you push this button, the roofs retract and you can see the stars.
Why isn't the fishing equipment set up? The poles don't even have lines. There are no hooks.
I'll get to it. I was just about to head over there.
The parents who signed up for this will be there in 10 minutes.
Okay, I guess I should go. See you later, Mom and Dad.
Bye.
You guess? You guess. Do you even know where the fishing equipment is?
Either in the big shed, little shed, or we don't have any.
Why didn't you...
Excuse me, Terrence.
What?
Did you tell Albert he could have the parents eat poisonous mushrooms and then give them an untested antidote?
What?
Mom, it's so great to see you.
Hey, Pipe. Wow, this place is even cooler than you described.
Did you find your way here okay?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I only got lost like 4 times. So what do we do first? I signed up for the edible plant excursion, which I'm assuming is Albert's.
Correct.
And the ropes course. I'm deathly afraid of heights, but I wanted to try.
Sounds perfect. Let's start with the ropes course. I'm supposed to check on the girls in my cabin anyway.
So before you switch pads in the ropes course, you'll need to unhook one carabiner at a time. This is very important. Also, make sure your harness is loose around the waist, so you have plenty of room to move around.
Oh, that's not right.
Should you correct her?
It's dangerous for anyone to climb with a loose harness, but I want to give her a chance to realize her mistake. Karen's a smart girl. As long as no one starts climbing, I'm going to wait and see if she fixes her mistake.
That's very wise of you, Pipe. Everyone have your helmets on? Ready to go?
Yeah!
Yeah.
Wait. Dad, why is your harness like that?
You said to keep it loose around the waist.
Oh dear, did I say loose? Tight. It's to be tight around the waist, so you're safe and secure. That could have been terrible.
Good job, Kay.
So you see, it's a relatively slow-acting poison, which is why it's perfect for...
Albert!
Oh, hello, Terrence. This is my father, Dr. Abraham Adelford. This is Terrence Connolly. He's an older base camp attendee. His tenure often puts him in authority over me.
Ah, greetings, Terrence. I'm grateful to make your acquaintance due to the proximity and authority you have in regards to my son.
Hi, nice to meet you. Welcome to base camp. Albert, may I speak with you privately for a moment?
Of course. Father, will you excuse me?
Of course. I have to send an email to my colleague about a robot we are sending to Jupiter next month. We call it the iMark. Is there wireless internet on this mountain?
Not really. It comes in and out.
My private network is called the Fortress of Solitude, and the password is Candor, with a K.
Thank you.
Albert, what have we talked about with setting up private wireless networks?
This is different. I got it temporarily approved by Mountain Man Joe because he needed to post a chili recipe on his Mountaineer Foodie blog. What did you need to speak to me about?
Is it true that you were planning on poisoning our guests on Parents' Day?
The way you're phrasing the question makes it seem a lot worse than it is. Technically, yes, but don't fret. I have an antidote that I tested on myself and Molly. She still has a small rash and can't see the color blue, but overall, it's very effective.
Albert, listen to me. You are not allowed to poison anyone. Ever.
Terrence, you're getting this all wrong. I'm not going to poison anyone. The parents are going to gather their own poisonous mushrooms, and I will give them all the info they need to know which are poisonous and which are not. If they don't properly follow instructions, the mild and short episode of being poisoned will stay in their minds for the rest of their lives. It's a helpful survival lesson.
Okay, you're fired.
What?
I'm taking over this edible plant thing.
No, please. I've been planning this for months. My father flew from Space Co. headquarters to hear my talk.
Nope, sorry, too dangerous. The Mountmen are only letting Parents' Day happen because Piper and I told them that we would keep it safe.
And on your left, you'll see the lightning birch. It's named that because it's been struck by lightning over 100 times and it is still alive somehow.
Actually, it's just 10 times.
And this dense area of vines are a cousin plant, poison ivy, so make sure not to touch them.
That's a blueberry patch.
No, they always say
I'm not really surprised she doesn't know this information very well. Every time she started reading the guidebook I gave her, I'd come back minutes later to find her sleeping face into the book.
I don't blame her. I couldn't get through the Adventurer's Guide to Small Pebbles you gave me for Christmas.
I told you it picks up in the middle. But anyway, I'm not going to embarrass Jilly by calling her out. As long as she isn't making any dangerous mistakes, I'm going to let her lead. Oh, by the way, Mom, you did really well on the ropes course.
Yeah, I only cried once.
But you faced your fear. You were brave and you made it all the way through the course without me having to come up and rescue you.
It did feel really good to finish.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting to the slippery part of the creek. Jilly needs to slow down.
Whoa! You're right. I nearly biffed it.
Hold on, I'm going to go tell her to slow the pace.
It's amazing. Let's keep moving on, everyone. We still have a lot to see.
Jilly! You need to...
Mom!
Oh, my ankle.
Okay, I'll get a first aid kit.
I brought one. Dad, help me get Mama up to the level ground. Mom, breathe. I'm going to check your ankle for a break. Piper, can you go get Nurse Klein?
On it. Good call on the first aid kit.
Where are the kid poles?
Kid poles?
Yes, kid poles. These are huge. Karen's little sister won't be able to fish with these.
I didn't think...
Apparently no one does. You know what? It's fine. I'm taking over fishing too. Go find your parents.
But I want to run the fishing!
No, I'm done. In the time I've walked over here from stopping Albert from poisoning parents, I've rerouted a group headed for Poison Oak, stopped some kids from serving uncooked chicken, switched out a can of lighter fluid with fire starter. It's starting to feel like you all want this day to go poorly. Why can't anyone...
Terrence?
Oh, hey, Piper. Hi, Piper. Hello. I'm just,
yelling at a raspberry bush?
Taking a breather. What are you doing?
On my way back from bringing Nurse Klein to the creek walk.
What happened?
Jilly's mom sprained her ankle.
Jilly went too fast on the slippery part, didn't she?
Yeah, I was on my way to tell her.
Did no one listen to our Parents' Day training? The whole point of this was to prove to the mountain men that we were good leaders. Now...
Hold up. The whole point of today was to have a good time with our parents. What are you upset about?
All the boys have been totally unprepared or prepared in the completely wrong way. Maybe it's my fault. I guess the girls are doing exactly what you told them.
I wouldn't say that. Molly told her brother he could get honey from a beehive. I barely got him away from the hive before he got attacked by about 1,000 bees. Karen forgot how harnesses work, even though we put them on, like, every day. Jilly has fallen in that part of the creek multiple times before, and she still forgot to slow down.
How are you not upset about all of this? You, of all people.
What do you mean, me of all people?
You're always upset about everything. You take everything too far. How are you calm and collected, and I'm the one that's losing my mind?
So the tables have turned.
This isn't funny. I told Albert and JJ I was taking over their jobs, but you seem super chill about the fact that the younger campers are ruining everything.
You said today was about proving to the mountain men that you and I could lead. And I guess that's partially true, but I've been thinking about leadership a lot this month in preparation. And just last week in my devotions, I was reading about King Saul, and the one thing I never realized about this story is that he had a son, Jonathan, who technically should have been king. And Jonathan was actually a good leader. In 1 Samuel 14, Jonathan made a mistake, and his father thought he should die for it. But Jonathan's soldiers were loyal to him, and they convinced the king to let Jonathan live because they respected and trusted him. And Jonathan grew up with the education and experience to inherit his father's crown, and he had the loyalty of the people. But when God chose David to be the next king, Jonathan didn't fight it. He actually helped David escape King Saul. He laid down his right to be king and instead followed God's will. So yeah, I guess I've just been thinking about how just because I can take charge doesn't mean I need to. Maybe real leadership is about learning from my mistakes and others' mistakes. And maybe it's about helping others lead. That's what the mountain men do with us. That's why they let us lead Parents' Day. And I think our real job today is to be examples of good leaders, to teach the others how to lead, not to take over when they mess up. Otherwise, how will they learn?
Well, you are... That was,
That was what?
What? Oh, sorry. Never mind. Thank you, Piper. You're right. JJ and Albert are doing their best, and even if it's not the way I would do it, I shouldn't take it over. JJ may not have planned ahead as much as I wanted him to, but he still got all the necessary stuff set up. And Albert, he worked really hard on his presentation. I shouldn't take it away from him just because he was going to let the parents ingest poison.
He did what now?
Long story.
Sounds like a good one. Anyway, I should check on the campfire setup. I thought I saw campers carrying fireworks, and I want to make sure no one burns down the mountain.
And I should let Albert and JJ know that they are unfired.
Good plan.
Oh, Piper?
Yeah?
Thanks, and, you're a great leader. I really admire the way that you learn from your mistakes.
You admire my mistake?
No, I mean, I admire, like, how you... I didn't mean...
I'm just messing with you, Terrence. I admire you too. Hi everyone, I'm Piper, and I just wanted to say thanks to all the parents and siblings who came up here today. It has been an eventful day, but when isn't it at base camp? So while Terrence and I were honored to coordinate Parents' Day, I am very relieved to hand the reins back to our fearless leader. Everyone give it up for Mountain Man Jack!
Yeah. Oh, thanks y'all. And thank you for that intro, Piper. You campers did a great job here today. When I agreed to let Piper have this day up, I encouraged her to be intentional in her leadership. Now, before we get on to s'mores and singing, I'd like to read a passage of scripture from the book of Matthew about leadership and the way Jesus taught his disciples to lead. Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 through 28. It says, "But Jesus called them to him and said, 'You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.'" And I just want to say how very proud I am of Piper and Terrence for being servant leaders today.
Oh, Mountain Man Jack, thank you.
It was mostly Piper doing the Christ-like leading, but thank you, Mountain Man Jack.
Well, I'd say things went pretty well today. We might have to make this an annual tradition.
What?
You'll be fine. We'll have a whole year to prepare.
I would love to get another opportunity to give another presentation. Do you know there is a berry on the southwest side of the mountain that causes the ingester to temporarily lose all the feeling in his or her arms and legs?
Oh, dear.
Albert, how about we discuss this later?
I have some in my cabin if you want to test it out.
Okay, campers and parents, let's refocus here. How's about we end the night singing praises to the Lord, thanking him for safety and fun today, and for this lovely mountain here we get to explore.
Yeah!
All right, Joe.
Now I'll start us out. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord,
hallelujah,
praise ye the Lord,
hallelujah,
praise ye the Lord,
hallelujah,
praise ye the Lord.
Good singing, Joe.
I love that song. Piper and Terrence had their hands full today, but they really pulled off Parents' Day thanks to Piper looking to the Bible for instruction on how to be an effective leader. Mountain Man Jack was proud of both Piper and Terrence for learning from their mistakes and following Christ's example of a leader who serves others. Like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 20, "But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Who in your life is a servant leader who puts others' needs above their own? And how can you follow their example?
Thanks, Megan. Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoyed the show. To experience more fun from the world of Base Camp, grab a parent and visit us on the web at lifeaction.org/basecamp, where you'll find books, comics, coloring sheets, and more. To hear more episodes of Base Camp for free, download the Life Action app and select the Kids tab, where you'll find all of our audio albums. Base Camp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action Ministries. Parents' Day was written by Anna Nelson and directed by Evan David, with sound design by Carter Warren and Hugh Duncan. Our vocal talent included Matt Fredericks, Sam Loving, Anna Nelson, Abe Krause, Ellen Avery, Cameron Hertklotz, Laurel Avery, Evan David, Melissa Hankins, and Krista Loving. Our creative directors were Matt Fredericks and Evan David, and our executive producer was Aaron Paulus. We hope you'll join us next time for Base Camp Adventures.